Oh, I must mention that I met a man many, many years ago, and we called him Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. And I went into his room. I remember I had to take some food up to him at the time and run for errands. And when I got to the door, I opened the door, there was no furniture, nothing. There was this man in the corner in a white robe, sitting down with crossed legs. "Come in," he said. And I liked the man right away because he had a lovely smile, and I sat down and we got good friends. And he always, like, touched me on the shoulder, "You're right." And this happened quite a lot, going in and out. And I always thought since then that he was somewhat, even at the time, I thought he was holy. Like, people go to church and they pray, and I thought he was that type of person. And from there on, I idolized him, and that all the trouble I was in during the services, even now, I've had lots of illnesses, and I says, "Get me through, Gandhi," just like that. And gee, and the things that have happened to me, and way things have gone, and what we've coming out of the war quite good. Also, my health. Every time serious operations I've had, here, there, and everywhere. And such, almost from a kid, I had lots of to do, and I've had. Now I'm finished up with cancer, and I pray for him for many years. And it's always Gandhi seems to get me out of trouble. I don't know why. It's just simply because I'd met him at the time. But now I've had the luck. My wife was looking on the internet, and she says, "Joey," she says, "look what's happened here. There's where Gandhi used to live. You used to speak with." I says, "Yeah, I used to. You know, I used to run in memories, because I always told people I did." And but I'd never once during all of my years worried about where he was. Never give it a thought. Just Gandhi. And so I says to my wife, "Let's go and visit the place where I used to." And from that has come a new life. I've made friends with plenty of people. The area has changed, but it was a treat to go up and see his flat and see it all, see the whole pattern, the good people that are working for him. I've always lived in a charitable type of life, and that was suiting me lovely. And there you are. So that's about all of everything I know.